Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rav Alexander Zisha ben Rav Yosef. It was his yahrzeit yesterday. My grandfather, his neshama should have a continuous aliyah. We're learning b'siyata d'shmai d'shem yishmuel in parashas v'eschanan. He begins in shnap tafresh ayin b'midrash rabo. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa shol l'Rav Shmuel bar Nachman. Chanina bar Papa asked Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Mal dichsiv, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, "Vanis tefila silucha Hashem eis ratzon," and I my tefila to you Hashem a time of will? Amar lo, he answered, "Shari tefila pe'amim psuchim pe'amim neulim, aval shari tshuva le'olam psuchim." So the shari tefila sometimes are open, sometimes not. That's why you need it to be an eis ratzon. You need it to be a time of goodwill. But the shari tshuva, the gates of repentance, are always open. Amar lo minayin, how do you know? Dechsiv no ra'os betzedek ta'anenu, elokei yishenu, miftach kol katzvei aretz, v'yam richokim. Meaning, with awesome works of righteousness, you answer us, our God of salvation. Trust of earth's far ends and distant seas. So the Medrash explains, Ma mikvah hazeh pe'amim pasuach pe'amim na'ul. Just like a mikvah sometimes is open, sometimes is locked. Sometimes the person can't go to the mikvah. Like for example, when one's father is there, he can't go to the mikvah. Like it says in a different medrash, Af shari tefila pa'amim psuchim pa'amim nulim, feels like a mikvah. Sometimes you can go, sometimes you can't go. But the yam, which is so big, not like a little mikvah, the yam, which is so big, le'olam pasuach, kach yado shel ha'kodesh baruch hu, le'olam psucha le'kabel shavim. So too, the hand of Hashem, just like the yam, is always open, so to the hand of Hashem is always open, the Kabbal Shem. So the mikvah, sometimes it's open, sometimes it's locked. Like we know our own mikvahs, sometimes it's open, sometimes it's locked. But the our mikvahs aren't like their mikvahs back then were. But the mikvah, sometimes yes, sometimes no, the Medrash says. So to Shari Tefillah, sometimes they're open, sometimes they're closed. But the Yam is always open. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is always open, lekabel shavim. And that's what it means, that Noraos betzedek ta'aneinu, with awesome words of righteousness, you ask us, Hashem, our God of salvation, that you are the trust of earth's far ends and distant seas. So we can trust in you that we can go and do tshuva. Maybe there's a remez, that those who are far away can do tshuva and they can go into this yam, and Hashem is always open to accept them. So that's the medrash. Venera explains the Shem Yishmua. We know the medrash, speaking of this parsha, tells us 10 lashonos of tefillah. Venera kihem kineged asara kochos hanefesh. These 10 lashonos of tefillah correspond to the 10 kochos hanefesh. What does the word tefillah mean? Tefillah means to connect, to cling, to adhere. That's what the word tefillah means. So when one is davening, that's what the Mefarshim say the word means. So when one is davening to Hashem, there's a sefer Das Tefillah where he goes through very nicely all the different meanings of tefillah, and he shows their roots in different words in Tanakh, how they all relate to tefillah. So he says, Tefillah, ilashin dibuk v'chibur. V'lazet tzarech sheyu kol asara kochos hanefesh b'teilem l'kodesh baruch. In order to have this dibuk and this chibur, all 10 kochos hanefesh have to be batel to Hashem. There are 10 kochos hanefesh, and they all have to be batel to Hashem. They all have to be nullified to Hashem. V'zeh shemidam ha-medrash tefillah mikvah, not that the medrash compares tefillah to a mikvah, that's just like a person goes into the mikvah. If one organ is out, he doesn't get the tefillah, it doesn't work, he's not yotze, he's not purified. So to tefillah, if one of his kochos and nefesh are out, he's still outside. And even machshavos, which are just malbushe hanefesh, just enclosed the soul, they are also ma'akev. You have to be a completely orangutan in your tefillah, you have to be completely immersed in your tefillah. But lav kol adam zoche lekach. It says, yesh zeremes chachmenu zal, he bebigda, who bebigda, that it's not good that the husband and wife should be enclosed when they're together. So too, it's a remez that we, the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be completely connected to him, and there shouldn't be anything coming between us. Achalav kol adam zoche lekach. Not everybody is zocha to this. A person has to be completely removed, divested of all matters of this world to be completely immersed in tefillah. Used to be mechavin b'tfilas, and they would have such deep kavanas in their tefillah. They would come to ispashtus hagashmis. They would divest themselves of their physicality, and their spiritual side would be so powerful, so overwhelming. It would just be like a karav l'nevuah, be a very, very high madrega. V'hine this is not the average person. Only very, very, very special people are able to reach this level of ispashtus hagashmis. Ach b'shas ratzon l'maylo, but if it's a time of goodwill above, v'yadua ki yukimayim panim el panim zegorim l'soris ha-ratzon gam bodim l'mato, and this causes in return a Isaurus, an arousal of will down here also. If it's an ace ratzon above, then it'll be an ace ratzon down here. We'll also feel it, because we feel like we reflect what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing to us. V'hinei ratzon hu l'mayla mikol ha-bechinos, mikol kochos ha-nefesh, v'zyocho kol ish v'ish levatho kol kochos ha-nefesh li'davik b'tfila ratzon. If it's an ace ratzon, that's above all the bechinos, all the kochos ha-nefesh, all 10 kochos ha-nefesh. And then a person can be mevatel all of his kochos hanefesh, all of his feelings, emotions, abilities, everything to be davik b'tfila. And that's what it says in the Medrash, that tefillah is like a mikvah. B'shari tefillah pam psuchim pam ne'ulim. Because a person has to be kulo b'tfila, just like a mikvah, so sometimes it's open, sometimes it's closed. Because sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't. Because if it's not an ace ratzon, who can achieve this level? So it has to be an ace ratzon. But the Medrash says, but shari tshuva la'olam psuchim. But shari tshuva are always open. Shanim shalal yam, it's like a sea. Because a tshuva is kasher adam, yedo adam, shukim mutol b'yam. What's pshat tshuva? Tshuva is like a yam, that a person knows that he's in the sea, and he has no hope. He just has to hold on to some rope to save himself. And he has no chiyus otherwise. And then he knows to be davik b'makor achayim. And that's shari tshuva l'olam psuchim. You don't need an ace ratzon, because a person knows that he has no chiyus mitzad atzmo, so be'echreach, by force, he's going to be mevatel kol kochos ha-nefesh, all the kochos of the nefesh of his, all his the powers of his soul, to be mekabel v'chiyus. And memele, he can reach a davuk, a dibuk b'makor ha-chayim. So in other words, a person's not going into the yam al tzvila, that's what the mikvah's for. Person's in the yam, he's taking a swim, and he wants to save his life. He'll do anything to save his life. So when a person realizes that his life is at stake, he'll do anything. All of his kochos and nefesh are rangitan in this. All completely immersed in what he's doing. And that's what tshuva has to be. Tshuva doesn't dafka need an ace ratzon. Tshuva is that somebody's far away from Hashem, and he knows that he has no hope, unless he holds on tight. So he'll do anything. He'll put everything in there. So it doesn't have to be an ace ratzon. Much easier to be mevatel to yourself when a person knows that there's no hope. He's finished, his back is against the wall, so he's got to do anything. That's tshuva. V'nei karav l'zeh olashen v'eschanan, she'odeh she'en lo ba'atzmo etzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu klum, ak mevakech mat neschinam. And that's lashen v'eschanan. He knows that he has nothing, like Rashi says. The tzaddikim, they ask for a mat neschinam. Tzaddikim know they ma'isim tov, they ask for a mat neschinam. But v'eschanan is the mat neschinam. And he's asking for a free gift, and he's machnia all kochos hanefesh, like an ani that's bepesach she'oimedu mischane, and therefore b'chol l'shonos atzvi lo'ez b'al moshe rabbeinu l'tachanunim. Yeah, there are ten lashonos of tefillah. But Moshe Rabbeinu davened the lashon of tachanunim, petitioning, supplicating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, please, matnas chinam. I need this matnas chinam, because otherwise there's no hope. And in this way, he was machniya kol kochos hanefesh to get this gift from Hashem, because he knows that he's worthless, he's worthy, he doesn't deserve it. So he puts everything in to this tefillah. And in this way, all kochos hanefesh are involved. So you can have that with tshuva, and here Moshe Rabbeinu had that with tefillah, that he put all of his kochos hanefesh into the tefillah, ten lashonos. But he used the lashon of tachanunim, because he was supplicating Hashem, knowing he didn't deserve it. He wants a matnas chinam. Now we can understand the medrash. Medrash says, "V'chanosi asher achem, achon, I will bestow upon whom I bestow." Bosashah says that at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all the ma'otzus of matnas char that are mitukanim latzadikim. And he says, "Who's this? Or who gets this treasure?" He says, "Those who do mitzvahs." He says, "Who gets this treasure? Those who raise yisomim." And each oitzer. And then he saw a big oitzer, and he says, "Who gets this oitzer?" And he says, Hashem says, "Mishi yeshlo." And he noten lo mischaro. Umishain lo, and he ose lo chinam venoten lo mize. Whoever has, I give him his schar. Whoever doesn't have, I give him from here. Says Hashem Yishmuel chori yipale. Why should he says that he saw this oitzer gadol. Why should somebody get so much schar if he doesn't have anything of his own? Why does he deserve this oitzer gadol? So the Heilig Avnei Nezer says, Hashem Yishmuel's father, that somebody who knows that he has nothing and he comes b'tachanunim. That's why. It's not just that he has nothing. It's that he has nothing. Umisha Ainlo, and he comes b'tachanunim. He supplicates himself to Hashem, and he petitions. He supplicates to Hashem, and he petitions Hashem, and he says, "I have nothing. Please help me." That's what the Avni Nezer explained. That's why he gets this big schar. So based on what we said, we understand beautifully. Because he knows he has nothing, so he has to mamish bidavik with everything to Hashem. Say, "Please, please." And he goes deeper and deeper, so he gets such a great schar because he is completely davuk b'Hashem. Umayin zematzino gamken b'Shabbos. We find this in Shabbos as well, because of the Kedusha Shabbos that's mayor on a person. Then he realizes that because we do it the Kedusha Shabbos, he realizes his low level and realizes he hasn't done anything, because now he's like in the palace. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash in time. So he's in this great place called Shabbos, this great time period called Shabbos, and he realizes how low he is, how far away he is. And he's sitting there, he's thinking to himself, "Why, I want to get on my phone, I have to send an email, I have to check that, look at the news." And then he realizes he doesn't have that. He's so far away from Hashem. That's what he's thinking about on Shabbos. And because of that, he realizes he has nothing. He comes to Dveikus. He says, "Oh, Hashem, I just want to be close to you. Look at how far away I am. I feel so disgusting." That's what we say in Azam Rabbi Shvachin. Yaminu smalu beinayu kala b'kitush yutin azlin umonin v'levushin. Right and left. This is a very Kabbalistic tefillah. And the Shem Yishmol is a Kabbalist. I'm not. Right and left. And in the middle, a kala and her kishutin. What are these kishutin? What are these jewels? This jewelry? Torah mitzvahs. The levushim? What are the levushim? Machshavas tahoros. Pure thoughts. V'afal pichain. And nevertheless, even though there's Torah and mitzvahs and there's machshavas tahoros, it says there, yichavik la baila b'yisoda di'la. Her husband's going to hug her with her yisod. In other words, he knows that all he has is this yisod. That he's an Ish Yehudi Mizer Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and he hasn't done anything. He just wants to do more in the future. And then we say there, David Naichala Yekoshes Kesishin. So what is this? He makes Naichi, does something good, something desirable, and when he crushes. So that's, he says, that's the Hainu Sha'ar Kochos Anefesh. Shem b'v'chinas yesh, the other kochos hanefesh that are b'chinas yesh, that, "Oh, I have my own kochos hanefesh." They're monea the chibuk. Kana, like we said, in other words, he can only be mechabek with the yesod. Not with the kochos hanefesh, with all the great things that I have. With my Torah, with my mitzvahs, with my machshavas taharis, everything else, no. I just want to get, everything is stopping me from hugging you, Hashem. The only thing I can really come to you with is yesod. That I'm Yizera Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. realizing I'm nothing, and then I can hug the king. So that's, we explained two midrashim, Baruch Hashem, and Yisod in Tefillah, that we have to be completely immersed in Tefillah. Hashem v'eschanan. And Shuvah is always open, because you know, you have no hope. You gotta do something, you gotta hold on. Okay? Baruch Hashem, there's a lot more Shem Yishmuels to do. Because Baruch Hashem give us the koach and the Simchas Chaim to do them. Amen v'amen. I wish everybody the sweetest, the most delicious Shabbos they've ever had in their lives. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.